morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color here each Thursday morning. And according to the old clock on the wall, it's about 9 o'clock. And we really appreciate you allowing us into your homes here each Thursday morning. And I want to remind everyone that we do have a rebroadcast this evening at about 6 o'clock, and that these shows are streamed on the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper site by date, so you can go back and look at these. And we invite you to, right now if you want to, get on your party line and let your friends and neighbors know that we're on, and we're ready to have a good show today. Mayor Reagan's on his way up here in a few minutes. We're going to catch up on some of the things going on with the county and the county government, and also got a few things, a few other things to talk about our basketball tournaments that are going on. We'll give everybody a quick rundown on that, and also going to do just a few things, and then we'll, like I said, delve into what's going on with our county government. But before that, I think we want to thank everyone that makes this show possible here each Thursday morning, those that have sponsored the show on the radio station, which comes to you normally from our big tower out at Midway. And if we're not on that one, we're on one of the other towers right now. Well, we've got that retired yet or not. But we really appreciate folks listening in, and we hope that we'll have some good information for you and hope you enjoy your time spent with us. So you can sit back, relax a little bit, and have a second cup of coffee, and maybe throw you in a cinnamon roll or something or other, and get ready for an hour of information and entertainment. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139. Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Mr. Reagan's on his way up. He'll be here in just a few minutes. But before he gets here, we'll remind everyone about our At Home with Lola Jean Dillon show. That we had to cancel the date last Saturday night because of a death in Lola Jean's immediate family, and we are working on the logistics right now of getting everything lined up with our band members, with our vocalists and things, where we can come up with another weekend here sometime within the next few weeks to get that rescheduled and get that word out. And to all of you that have purchased tickets, those, of course, will be good, and we will have tickets on sale here at the courthouse during this period of time at various places here in the county. And, of course, as always, we'll have tickets available at the door. And we've got, quite a bit more seating space than we had before we started our remodeling. We've added another row of benches downstairs, and we have equipped the upstairs in the balcony up there with the theater seats from the old auditorium at the Salina High School. So we've got that and got it all cleaned up there, and everything's looking good. Got our new our sound system up and going. Got our computer control lights up there. And for anyone any of our local musicians that would like to come by sometime and check this out and use the courtroom up there for a little practice time, you can just contact me, and we can set that up and come up and let you sit down and do a little rehearsing there for yourselves if you want to. And, of course, the old courthouse is open for other events. I know we've had a couple of weddings up there the past little bit, or any group that wants to meet up there. Of course, we do have to remind folks that you do have to climb a flight of stairs or two to get up there, but, there's not a whole lot we can do about that because, we can't do a whole lot of remodeling the old building because we are listed on the National Register. Some folks want to know why we don't put an elevator in here. Well, if we put an elevator in here, we'd be eliminating at least one of our rooms in here. So, we realize that is an inconvenience for some of our elderly citizens, but we will always come up with a way. If we have something going on here, we will go to and stream it live to one of the rooms downstairs where you can actually maybe not be sitting upstairs, but you can see it live. So, we have lots of ways to take care of things like that, and we're looking forward to having quite a few events here coming this spring and this summer and from now on, and get folks to come out and check out our Rolly Hole Marble Museum that's now open, and we're expecting quite a few more artifacts from that, and one very special one we'll be talking about a little bit later on. And let's see, we've got, like I said, basketball going on over at the high school. We will start regional basketball play tomorrow night here at home when our Clay County High School girls will be playing, I believe, a school called Merrill High down the other region to advance on in the region. And our boys have to travel to, I believe, to Joe Burns. So they have to make a pretty good trip to get started on this. And also, we're now getting ready to crank up baseball and softball over there. So lots of things still going on with our youngsters over at the high school. And with that, good morning, Mayor Reagan.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here with us. I haven't been here 4, 5, 6 weeks. So.
A little bit. It's been a little bit. Thank you for the invite.
I know... If you've looked at the local papers this week, got some things going on down at the county government, and I hope we've got a major remodeling down there, haven't we?
I tell you, it's been a work in process, I know that for sure, and we've about to wind it up and everything, and it's been something that we've been needing to do for a little while, well, for several years. Audit has wanted us to really look at doing this, and Donna, she is my finance director and accounts payable. And for y'all that have been down at the office, you come in the main door there, you see Carol and Donna, and they're together in that one room. And Audit has always wanted us to try to get Donna off somewhere that, you know, that she'd have more of an isolated place when it goes to doing payroll and working on audit issues and stuff and everything. So I think we've been able to do that. It just took a couple of weeks for us to get that done and everything. I know that by the help of certainly Donna and Carol and then James and Billy, the maintenance guys and everything, we pretty much about to wrap it up and everything. But I encourage everybody to come down and look at it.
You know, sometimes you look around a place like that and you think, well, you know, we need some room. And you look around, hey, we've got a room. We really ain't using for nothing other than to stack stuff in. And
there was quite a bit of unused space. You know, you just need to reorganize and everything. So we were able to do some of that. And I want to thank everyone down there, even the UT girls over there. They work with us on this project as well and everything, so we were able to get this done, accomplish it, and I think it'll work out better. And I know that I think the audit will be pleased with it. They didn't come in there and say, Mayor, you've got to do this.
Yeah.
They give us recommendations and stuff, and this has been needing doing for some time and everything.
Well, you know, there's a lot when you're working on things as important as you have to as a finance director. You do need a peaceful, quiet place where you can concentrate, and you're not having to serve as the receptionist and all of those different things, where you can concentrate on your job because, you know, all the things that we handle, that y'all handle down there, like I said, folks don't realize unless you are in and out of there a little bit. And
you deal with Donna a lot on a lot of your grants and stuff, and she touches just about every grant that comes through the county, the majority of them and everything. And of course, we've always got a finding. We've had a finding for years, and that is one of the ones is that they'd love for us to go to centralized purchasing, and to do that, you'd have to set up a finance department that would consist of probably about three or four different personnel, and that would be you would take on the duties of ordering for the school system, highway department, county government, solid waste department, everything. So you'd have a whole different department out there, and we don't have the staff to do that. And and they understand that, and they know that.
Yeah.
Still, they give us a budget.
Yeah, they've got to do what they'd like for you to do, not what you have to do.
In a perfect world, it would be great, but a county our size, we don't have the room for one thing to make it'd have to be a separate area all to itself and everything, pretty much. And like I said, you know, you got to have, it'd probably take about four different staff members to work in there to do that.
Well, you know, we probably have the staff members that they're probably there, but they're doing multiple other things in different places.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as you said, most everything that comes through there will come through your finance director there in the office where you're at. I mean,
I'm proud of my girls. I'm proud of my staff. They do a great job. And but she pretty much, Carol takes care of all the administrative parts of my office as far as that goes, you know, working with, and she also does accounts payable to the solid waste department and everything. For if you go down there to dispose of a mattress or tires or whatever, or if you want to rent a dumpster or whatever, Carol is the one that you'll be talking to, and she takes care of all that and everything, because solid waste department, they are not an office that can accept funds, not a fee office, so we have to take care of that down there at the office. And I know it's inconvenient for everyone, and I apologize for that, but there's no other way that we've been able to figure out how to do it other than you have to come down to the office and get you, if you want to dispose of a mattress, it's $5, and you have to get a ticket, and then you take down there, and then you can make that transaction happen if you do that. Tires is the same way.
You know, that's something we could spend a whole lot of time talking to our residents here in Clay County that, you know, we still have some folks that think that the pasture over next to their farm's a good place to dispose of things, and it's not. And, you know, like $5 to get rid of something like that, that's no big deal. But, you know, just think about things before you use any place other than the correct place to get rid of excess property.
And I know that, you know, when we're talking about mattresses, it didn't used to be that way. They used to allow the landfills, you know, to accept them, and the landfills do still accept them in places. They have to have a separate sale to do that. And the mattresses that we dispose of here, when you pay for your $5, you go down there to the Solid Waste Department, and they load them on a trailer. And then that trailer, when it gets pretty much full to worry, they offload them on a roll-off truck. That roll-off truck goes to Livingston over there to their transfer station. Their transfer station loads them back on a trailer, and they go to Oneida, Tennessee, is where those mattresses go to and everything. So that's the reason for the $5. I mean, it's, you know, and that just pretty much, don't know that it covers that cost completely, but it maybe helps offset some of that and everything. Tires is the same way. Our tires here, I'm not for sure exactly. Liberty Tire is the one that's got the contract on taking our waste tires, and they used to go up in Kentucky somewhere. I think now they're going down toward West Tennessee or toward the Alabama line now, and that's where those tires goes and everything. So and we have to. And that's $1 a tire. I think it's up to 17-inch tires. It's 17 and below is $1, and then it goes up bigger. It gets a little bit higher, but not all that bad. Unless you get into skidder tires and stuff like that, and that goes on up there a pretty good little piece and everything. But still, yet we'd love for you to. I know it's inconvenient, but we'd love for you to. Bring the tires down there, and we'll properly dispose of them, and don't take them out there and roll them off over here.
Well, you know, it's different than it was when we were growing up. You know, we remember the big piles of tires that would get stacked up and burned, and yeah. When they got through, there wasn't a whole lot of residue left now. But with things, you know, like the steel belted tires we have now, you really can't.
Not supposed to burn them.
No, I mean you wind up with lots of useless wire and all that kind of thing.
Thomas, you brought up a good point there, because I mean, years ago, us growing up as boys and everything, of course, just about all of us had tobacco beds and stuff that and I know that we all went out in the woods and piled up. Put down brush and then pile tires somewhere. A mystery is, I don't know where they happen to come from, but they would wind up in that tobacco bed to where it made that thing burn a lot hotter and everything. So they got disposed of there sometimes, but no, you're not supposed to burn them.
You know, they talk about your office there, and anything, something, you know, I've always thought, you know, when you're in any kind of position anywhere of authority, you get real good people to work under you. You get out of their way, let them do their job, and that they're going to do an excellent job. And if they don't, that your job is to say, hey, let's try this another way. It's not to lean over their shoulder all the time, but get out of their way and let them do their job.
I've never been, and I hope the employees can say this as well, but I've never been one to want to micromanage, because I mean, to me, that's, if I've got somebody hired to do that, you know, just like you said, you know, I've got to have some confidence in them and faith in them and everything, and then if it don't work out down the road, then we'll back up. As those saying is, we may have to refund again and everything, but still, yes, you know, yeah, you got to have faith in your people. And I feel confident, you know, we got good staff and everything, and I'm proud of all of them and everything. But yeah, it's been a chore the last couple of weeks and everything, but it's coming together.
Okay, and guess what? We need to take a break already. We'll take a little short break, come back, and we're going to talk about some of the important things that are going on here in the county. I don't know how many county court meetings we've had since we've been here, but I know Dale's got some things over here that he wants to talk about, and I think there was a little article in one of our papers, or maybe both of them, about the progress on the jail project, some of the other things going on, and some of the new things coming up that we look forward to. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
They've got Mayor Reagan here this morning, and Mayor, I think you've got your notebook over there, and just start talking about what's going on down.
Okay, I don't know that, and I know I've not been here in probably a month or maybe longer than that, Thomas. We have had our February County Commission meeting was convened on February the 5th at the courthouse, and we had some resolutions on the agenda to go over, and I'll just go down the list here just a little bit about it, kind of let everybody be familiar how that works, and certainly invite everybody to come to the county commission meetings. We certainly want to invite everybody to come. We meet the first Monday night of every month, as long as it's not a holiday or something like that, you know, that they have postponed it or rescheduled it or anything, but anyway, they make the first Monday night of every month to do the business, to vote on the agendas planning. We meet the last Monday night of every month. As a matter of fact, this coming Monday night will be a planning for the county commission. But we had several resolutions on there, and most of them were just budget amendments, just in and out. But we did have some that I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the things that we've got upcoming that we're excited about, that we were able to. We closed out a THDA housing grant that we applied for back in 2019. And, of course, the COVID hit and all that, and it kind of slowed the process of all that down. But we were blessed to get awarded $500,000 for a housing grant. And we did had about 32 applicants that applied. And now we don't have, as far as my office goes, we just kind of help administer that. We're like a conduit that it runs through and everything. But the state does all the interviews and all that, and they do the scoring. They have people that goes out and does the inspections and stuff like that, and do with the local government and everything. But we have to apply for it, and that's a federal grant that we apply for. And we were able to serve, I think it was four different families, three of those being new construction that we did. So our window is open again for us to reapply. And this year, we're going to be able to apply for $750,000. So hopefully we can, if we're blessed and we're awarded that again, we'll be able to serve some of those other applicants that put in. And certainly you'll have to come back and put in another application and everything for it. But when we, and I'm going to be positive about it, when we get that grant, we'll get the word out. I'll be back up here, Thomas, and encouraging everybody to come down and put an application in so that hopefully we can serve citizens and everything.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sure a lot of the folks have a question about that. Does the state monitor this construction after it gets finished, you know, to make sure that, you know, that basically I'm saying they didn't waste money on something?
Yeah. They'll do an inspection, and of course they'll do a punch list and all that kind of stuff whenever they get it, when the contractor gets to the point where he's done. But then after the fact, they will do a, matter of fact, that was 2019 and this is 2024. And so, we're going through an audit process right now on that grant that they're going back. The development district is the one that administers all that for us and everything. So there is an audit on that particular grant and everything, and they'll go back and they'll look and they'll make sure that everything is still there and everything's
right.
Okay and everything.
A lot of folks, you know, have questions. Hey, you know, we did this, and then what happened?
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing happens like that. It's not kept up with and make sure
they're
kept up.
And those are like a 15-year. You have to sign off on an agreement for, like, your property. You have to own your own property.
Right.
And you have to have a clear deed to that property. And then you sign an agreement an annual lease or nothing, but you sign off that you will be responsible for that for that period of time. Now, if something happens, say for instance that you want to, during that process, if you want to sell that house or whatever, you can do that, but you're going to have to pay that loan back.
Right.
This loan that you get for that housing, THDA, if they build one of those little houses or whatever, it's not going to cost you anything for 15 years. After that 15 years is up, then there'll be a release that my office has to sign off on, a release that releases that back over to the landowner, the homeowner, and that removes that off of that. So it's yours after that. But up for that first 15 years and everything, you're obligated. And now, that don't mean if 10 years down the road and you decide, well, we're gonna sell, you don't have to pay that whole back. They retro back, you know. And,
right.
But still, you still have some responsibility on it and everything to make sure that it is, you know, taken care of and all that and everything. But after that 15 years, it becomes the clear property of that landowner and everything. So, but that's hopefully, Lord willing, we'll The commission has passed the resolution, so that application is being submitted to THDA, and hopefully, you know, we'll be awarded that. Also, we applied for a $50,000 federal assistance grant through USDA. It's called a community livability grant, I think is what it's called, community facilities grant. What that is, they will help up to $50,000 on a purchase of a piece of equipment or whatever it may be, but it has to deal with the government. We have purchased a front loader truck for the solid waste department, and the $50,000 is like a match part, but the purchase of the truck itself, now it's not a new truck.
Right.
To us, it's a new truck. It's a 2014 model. And it only had about 104,000 miles on it. So a truck like that, 104,000 miles, ain't a whole lot on that. So we got it out of Florida, and it was for $213,000. So we've already paid our match on it, well over our match. So we're applying for this $50,000 through USDA, and they told us there's a real good possibility that we would get that $50,000. So that $50,000 would go toward the purchase of that truck. So that brings it down, the cost of the county and everything is the $213,000 minus $50,000.
Right.
And everything. So we applied for that, and we feel good about that, too, that we'll be getting that. And, of course, that truck is being bought through our ARP funding that we got on our spending plan that we broke down, that the solid waste department would be getting so much of the spending plan, along with a lot of the other departments like the parks and our emergency services and things such as that we broke that money down and everything. And so we're excited about that. And we also got another truck, and I think most of y'all probably have seen it. It's black right now. They've not got it lettered yet. And it's our cardboard truck that we've been going around collecting our cardboard and stuff, because we're real big on recycling here in the county. And cardboard is one of our best commodities when it comes to recycling. And so I know Bobby does a good job, as well as all the other guys and gals down at the solid waste department are doing that. And that gives us another truck, a newer model truck, to where that we can continue to do that and hopefully better serve everybody out there to get that cardboard and stuff picked up. Because I know that, talking about the front loader trucks, they are very expensive trucks to buy new. A new one costs well over $500,000. And I call it the orange pumpkin that we got. And it's been doing us a good job, but it laid down on us, and the pump, hydraulic pump, had went out on it, and that pump was over $4,000. The thing about it is, it was hard to find.
Yes.
It was one of those items that you just couldn't go to the hardware store or the parts store and pick it up. So we were down there for about 2 to 3 weeks, and I know it was inconvenient for a lot of the folks around, wondering how come the trash, you know, wasn't getting picked up. But I'll have to say that our staff stepped up, and they were hot. They were taking roll-offs out to the sites, along with their trailers that they were pulling behind their trucks, and they were going and they were hand offloading those dumpsters in the trailers, and taking them and putting them in the roll-offs to where that we could carry it to the landfill and everything. So they all done a great job, and I appreciate them. And that's one of the reasons why we were trying to get this truck, and we have got this truck. We just ain't got it on the road yet. And hopefully that will prevent that from – I'm not going to say it won't ever happen again, but, I mean, equipment is, you know, prone to break down. But hopefully we'll have backups to where that, you know, it won't be down as long as it was that last time.
You know, we are so lucky here in this county. Most places, you know, even our rural areas, whatever, you would be paying a fee each month for, you know, the things that they do for us here that we expect to be done, and that we are still able to take care of without, you know, adding more fees to various things here in the county. But I need to read the birthdays off, come back, and we'll get right back to you, okay? All right. Celebrating birthdays this week are Melissa Rich Roach, Joy Brown Roten, Melanie Plumley Likens, Mr. Jared Browning, and Miss Rachel Copas. And also Gary Short celebrated a birthday, Mr. Ronnie Webb. out on the ridge celebrating a birthday. So we'd like to wish all of them a happy birthday. And toward the end of the show, one of them will be receiving one of our special gifts from over at the chamber. And we'll use our system to take care of that. And with that, let's take a little short break. We'll come back and let Mayor Reagan continue. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll get right back to Mayor. Just proceed from right where we cut you off at.
We had several resolutions that were, and it basically was just moving some funds from one fund over to the other, and some things that the audit had wanted us to, and Donna, to work on moving them back in the right category and stuff. So there were several of them. And also we had a resolution to approve that our highway department, we do this every year, upgrade our county highway map. If we have any roads that is added to the county map or whatever, the county commission has to recognize that and approve that off the recommendations of the highway superintendent. And then that map gets whatever it will get sent down to the Register of Deeds office, Brenda's office, and she'll put that on notice for that. That way, if you ever have an idea or question about, oh, is that road a county road or whatever, you can go to her office and she can pull it up and look at it. Yeah, that was approved. That road was put on the roadmap last year by the county commission or whatever. And we have to do that every year. Now, this year we didn't have no new add-ons or anything, but we still have to do that every year to make her office be up to date and everything if they wasn't no new changes or anything. So we did that as well. And also, I want to thank Kyle Haney and some of the other emergency personnel that working with the Pea Ridge area out there for the fire department back at the Pea Ridge was not recognized by the fire marshal's office, and it was taken off a notice, and so, but we've got that back online now, and I think that the group of the folks out there have stepped up, and they're getting that department back up and going and everything, and so we certainly want to thank all those that are doing that, and certainly want to thank all those that have done it all these years. I mean, those departments are strictly run by volunteers.
Right.
And so, I mean, you got to give everybody credit for stepping up and doing some of that. And even though, you know, it's hard sometimes to get people to volunteer to do that, because, I mean, it's that old saying, you know, you hear them talking about it in the metropolitan areas too, you know, that you're one of a fire department is an agency that when bad things are happening, people are running away from it. Those folks are running.
They're going the other direction, aren't they?
And that's true in the case of volunteer departments as well, and your rural areas and everything. So it takes special people to do that, and I commend them for doing that and everything. So
okay, your firsthand information. What have you know? You're going to get a bunch of new people in out there that. Do they have to go through training? And
they will. I mean, and that's what Kyle is working on. Kyle is our EMA director, and he is he's leading, you know, that the charge on that as far as helping them grow, to see what they need to do. I know that he's got some training and stuff set up, not only for them, but also we have to do, and I say we because I've been in a volunteer firefighter for about 38 years, and so we have to do they call it a Vanessa K, it's a driving course training. And you have to go through you have to do the classroom every year. And then every 2 to 3 years you have to do a driving course. And if you've not had that, you're not supposed to be in those trucks or vehicles to drive. So he's got that set up, and I think Moss is going to be, we've got to do our driving course next month, and he's setting it up as well for Pea Ridge and some of the other departments, as well as the ambulance service. The ambulance service has to go through that too. If you're driving an emergency vehicle and everything, you got to go through that driving course and everything for liability purposes and everything. So he's helping them work out there. I think the new fire chief out there is Chase Emberton, and I'll start trying to name some of them, and I'll overlook somebody, and I'm not going to do that. But I know Chase is their new fire chief out there, and Joni Mills was the chief out there. But Joni, I certainly want to commend her for the service and the effort that she put forth, and the department out there as well. But seems like they're back on track, and my main thing was, and when I told them at the county commission, was that we just want to make sure that we got fire service protection for the citizens out there, and so I think we're on the track to do that.
Very good. Okay. Now we've got Pea Ridge covered.
We also have applied for, and we're working on applying for a healthy built grant for our parks, and what it is for a master plan. And so I know that the development district is doing that. Me and Dr. Young, we've got to look over the narrative and everything, and we got to do that before Friday, that's tomorrow. So, I mean, to make sure that everything looks to be in order, and they're going to send that off, and we can get up to $50,000. That's non-match to do a master plan for all of our parks and everything. And so that will help us, enable us, once we get that done, that will enable us to be able to apply for some additional grant funding for the parks in the county and city. And I know Dr. Young is very interested in trying to look at the possibility of doing the walking trail, getting it back up over here at the fairgrounds over here. There used to be one, and
right.
It's still there, but I mean, it just needs some TLC. It goes down to Riverbank, down through there. And it used to be, and Thomas, you probably remember this better than I do and everything, it looked like at one time they had some kind of like a little stage area that was built down there on the riverbank. I don't know if they had some, maybe some little musicals or something like that, but that's what he would love to do too. And so we got to have a master plan. They told us we needed to get this done, and once we got that done and everything, then that would help us to apply for some grant funding to get that going to where we can help.
And, you know, one of these that we need to look at our little hidden gem we've got here in Hadforever, that is our Dividing Ridge Trail.
Yeah.
That, you know, we know.
We get trail across through there. That would be that would be an outstanding bike trail.
Yes, absolutely. You know, mountain bikes and things.
Yeah.
I know Mr. Brown and I, we've talked about that, you know, having it designated as the Dividing Ridge Nature Trail.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure it always stays. Of course, we've got a gas line down through there, so there's no problem with maintaining it. It is the old historic road from Chattersburg to Salina back many, many years ago.
Yes. We used to ride four wheelers across through there many times.
Yeah. Horseback riding now, mountain bikes. And
there's probably still some four wheelers and some of them mud holes back in there that we lost. I'd say that's some good times and everything. But yes, that'd be a great, like you said, mountain bike type trails across through there, or just a hiking trail.
And connected to the hideaway.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's take a little short break, come back, and we still got a little bit of time here to talk about some things, but we'll be right back here in just a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lawnmowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's a pleasure here. It sounds like does our sound good? Sounds like we're clipping or something. But okay, Dale,
you want to finish up? We've got a few minutes left here.
Sure. Might bring everybody up to date a little bit about the jail project and where we're at on it. I mean, it's kind of tough. As old saying is, throw it in neutral and sort of idling a little bit. I'm sure most everybody have heard about when our bid came in back in November. It overshot our budget about $11 million. And so that was just not a doable number for us. And, so since then, the, engineering, our Copeland Associates, our architect engineering group, they have went and done some value engineering with the contractor to see if they could look at cutting some costs down. And, they think that they've cut it down some, but I don't know how much yet. They supposed to be at the planning meeting Monday night to bring the commissioners back up to date and everything to where they're at. And possibly the commissioners at that time will refuse that bid. We have to do that because, I mean, $18 million, right at $19 million, that's just not a doable number. And so it's not that we're going to have to start all over because we've got the a lot of the work has been done as far as the archaeological stuff and all that stuff on the property and everything. I think they're looking at possibility of maybe moving it a little bit closer to the highway so that there won't have to be so much field dirt and stuff. And but we just have to see. And I know the sheriff is very disappointed in it, as well as I am. We're both disappointed in that bid that we got. And back when we worked on this, been working on this thing ever since, I guess, I've been in office, and it seems like. And it's been a long, drawn-out process, I know. And but we have, in 2018-2019 was whenever we got our USDA loan. And at that time, we felt like, you know, that $7.5 to $8 million would do it.
Yeah, and it probably would have then.
Yeah, the things that the COVID hit and the different things that just kind of slowed the process down before we couldn't get it done at that time. So, and guess what happened during all that? Then the economy just shot from out of this world. And contractors they're not hungry for work right now. Got more than they can do, and of course the cost of materials went outside. They're telling me that some of the materials and stuff, the cost is leveling back out, and even some of it's maybe coming down a little bit. I don't know, but we'll see. And we even looked at the possibility of maybe, you know, Brandon, he's racking his brain to try to see some things that he might be able to do to help cut the cost in, on it as well. And we felt like that, you know, even though we knew it was going to go over our budget, the 7.5, but we felt like that we could probably, you know, still work it if it came in around 10 to 11 million. Our debt service, we had about 2.5 in our debt service, and we felt like we might be able to manage that. But when it came in 11 million over, we knew that there's no way that we could handle that. I mean, the county just couldn't handle that. And, so we're going to, you know, see what they have to say and see what the county commissioners, what route they want to look at. And but we're not going to, as I was saying this, we're not going to give up on it. We're going to keep working on this because it's something that we're definitely going to have to do something because we're still, you know, farming out inmates. And I see that I sign the warrants or I sign the checks every month that we're paying out for the other counties and stuff. Some of them can work from $10,000 to $11,000 to $12,000 a month that we're paying out to different counties to house some of the inmates. We cannot house females at all. I know they have to hold them sometimes so they can find a place for them to go and everything, and that makes it aggravating and for the staff down there. But they do a good job of what they got to do with and everything. And so, the Lord be our helper, we're going to continue striving to go forward here on this thing. Not working out the way that we would love for it to, but we're still not going to, like I said, we're not going to look back. We're going to look forward.
And we'll make one thing, you know, just very clear.
that any money that are dedicated to the jail cannot be used for anything else other than the jail?
No, it's in a restricted fund. The $50 that was increased in the whole and the wheel tax, $28 of that goes into the debt service in a restricted fund, and the other $22 is going into a restricted fund. It goes into the general, but it's restricted to go to the cost of the new facility and everything, the operational cost of the new facility. So the county clerk gives the county commissioners an update every month of how much that has dropped in over since 2020. I think it started in April of 2020 is whenever the wheel tax increase started. So in a sense, it's helped because we built up a reserve there. But whenever that first payment does come due for the debt service, for the debt of the jail, whenever we do get one, hopefully we might be able to make two payments. And that helps cut down on the cost of as far as goes toward one payment go toward the regular interest and principal, and then you can take another payment and just come straight off of the principal, and that helps.
You know, that's a little trick to that too. And when if you're making house payments, folks, just remember, don't double up on your payment or triple up when you get a chance to get a little extra money. Call your lender and say, hey, I want to pay this directly to what I owe.
Yeah, and through the USDA, they're real good about letting us, doing that. And when you make that payment, you have to do it. And these will be set up on an annual payment. It's like a 40-year bond. And when you make that payment for that annual payment, pay that. And then that very day, because that interest has been paid up for that period, pay that other on the principal. And that brings that down. You can't do that. If you try to go back during the year and try to do that, say, well, we've got $50,000, we're going to go, pay it. Well, they'll take the interest off of that, too. So you need to do it when you pay that payment, when you're doing that, then pay extra at that particular time, and they'll take that off your principal, and they'll restrict it to your principal.
You know, they're just, I know that this has been a thorn in the side of not only you as a county mayor, but various people before that, that's been a problem, and we've tried to avoid the whole time of the federal folks come in and say, you're going to do this. And some of those things, when they come and say, if you're not careful, can basically cripple a county that they can't overcome
and
for
that's what
years.
And that's what we don't want to happen. And hopefully, Lord be our helper that, we can. And I know Brandon and Liv was doing a good job to try to, prevent that from happening. But, I mean, it's going to come a point in time before that that it's not, there's requirements and stuff. And I know, a lot of people say, well, Lord have mercy, why does it cost so much? Well, you got to go by their standards. And they have standards that you got to build this thing by. And we can't cut those corners. There's no way, they're going to tell us how many square feet each one of those cells has got to have. So you got to build those cells to meet that requirement. And those jail cells, they figure them on like over $110,000 to $120,000 per cell. So that's where a lot of your costs and stuff comes in at. But there's no way that we can get around that because that's set forth by the TCI.
Maybe we ought to just build them all a little house.
Well, it might be cheaper.
I know it's not a laughing matter, but the things that you have to do to please whoever's above you sometimes is the problem. We're so thankful for our county here, for our county officials and all these things, and this most wonderful place that we've got to live in.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can, talk with other county mayors and executives, across the state, and I know that, that we're a small rural area. And I love it. And we are, being classified in a distressed area and everything. But we're working on that, and hopefully, Lord be our helper. I know the governor's big on trying to
extinguish those ratings as far as distress counties and everything. And he's done a good job helping us do that. It's kind of a double-edged sword there, you know, being a distress county, because it does offer you the opportunity to apply for some grant funding at a rate that some of the other counties don't get and everything. But still yet, I wouldn't have their debt and a lot of the other counties that, you know, have got an enormous debt and everything. And so we're blessed.
Okay, we have about to run out of time, and I guess Dale just drew us a number here to, I'm going to blame him for this, or give him credit for it. Well, you know, that's always the two-edged sword, that you get blamed for credit. But our winner today of the birthday prize is Miss Joy Brown Rose. And congratulations to her.
Absolutely. Happy birthday.
And come over by the chamber and pick up your envelope. And we appreciate this. And I guess we're about to run out of time, and we'll get everything put back where it belongs.
Well, Thomas, as always, thank you so much for the invite. I know sometimes you holler at me and I'm not able to come, but every opportunity that I get, I'm going to try my very best to come. And this is a good way, I think, to bring the people up, you know, on the happenings of the county government. And two, I mean, like I said, you know, if you have an opportunity, you're down toward the government complex, stop in and say hi.
All right. And like I said, come by here. And I'm going to be here from 9 to 12 Saturday. If you need to come by, pick up your courthouse print, come by and do that. And other than that, we'll say, you know, Clay County, it's been a pleasure coming into your home this morning, and we hope you'll come back and join us again same time, same channel next week. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until the next time, and here on WVFB 101.5 Kick Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.